BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Ross, I'm 18 and I'm from Edinburgh. You might not know this, but I once fell down a well. Anyway, it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello! So Ross introduced the show today. Where are you, Ross?
In Pizza Hut.
In Edinburgh?
Yep.
You know when you introduced the show a few moments ago?
Uh-huh.
Was it embarrassing going, Scott Mills?
Not really.
No?
No.
Who are you with?
Just one of my friends.
Are you having the buffet?
Yes.
Yes. You fell down a well once, tell me.
Well, I was just with a few of my friends, and it was about 8 or 9, and we were just walking behind, in the farm behind our houses, and we found a well that we'd never seen before, and me being stupid, I leant over and slipped and I fell in. But it was full of minging, smelly water. But none of my friends could reach to get me out, so they had to run to... I didn't want to get my mum and dad, because they would shout at me. So we had to go to the closest, like, farmhouse and get a farmer to get me out with a ladder.
So you called the local farmer out?
Yeah, we were in one of his fields.
Rather than ask your mum or dad, you actually went to the trouble of going to a farmer's house?
Yeah, because I thought they would shout at me. So when I got home and they were like, why are you so wet? I was like, I fell in the river.
And what was it like down there?
It was smelly and just dark and horrible, and now I don't like wells.
How often do you see a well?
Not often. That's the first and only time I've ever seen a well.
I don't actually think I've seen many in my life.
Yeah, me neither.
I should bring them back.
Yeah.
Anyway, enjoy your pizza.
Cheers, thanks.
Thanks for introducing the show today.
No bother, cheers.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Yes, he said it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, Beck.
Hello.
Explain what just happened in your shop.
Well, I was talking to my son. He finds it hilarious to go on pigs thing, because he's called Scott as well.
Of course, and all Scots should say go on pigs.
Of course they should. So yep. I shouted it at him across the workroom in the back of my shop, and then noticed that there's somebody standing in the shop waiting to be served.
Oh, dear. So you thought the shop was empty. There's someone in there.
I did, yes, but they didn't comment when I came out in the shop.
What kind of shop is it?
It's a florist.
Oh, I'm seeing the florist now.
Yeah, and they were ordering funeral flowers, so it probably wasn't that appropriate.
Anyone in there now?
No, just me.
Right, you can shout it as loud as you like now then, can't you?
I don't want to.
Go on.
Go on, pigs!
But in reality, you did it a lot louder to your son, didn't you? So let's hear that. Go on.
No, I'm not doing it any louder.
Why?
No, because in case somebody walks in.
Just do a, go on, pigs!
Go on, pigs!
Good work. See, you feel better now, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
Love you, bye.
All right, love you, bye.
Hi, Greg James.
Hiya.
You're right.
Yes.
I love that jumper.
Oh, thanks
Obviously,
very much.
Obviously, this is radio.
It's a new thick knit.
So no one else cares, but apart from me. What are you saying?
I hope you're proud of me.
What have you been doing?
I mentioned it yesterday, very, very briefly.
Yeah?
I went somewhere special and did a go-on pics for you. Just for you.
Did you record it?
They stole my phone. Right, so I did a tourist day on Saturday. I went to St Paul's Cathedral.
Right.
Did a bit of culture, innit?
Oh, that's nice.
Did a bit of culture for 2012.
Yeah.
So I went to St Paul's Cathedral. They've got a bit called the Whispering Gallery.
Yes.
So there's this bit where you whisper into the wall and it sort of echoes around the whole dome. You know the dome on the top?
Yes.
I tried to... I got told off twice for having my phone on in the place and I tried to record it. So you just whisper into the wall and you do a stage whisper.
And it just goes all around.
It just goes, go on, pigs, 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 pigs.
Yeah. Like that.
One more. Go on, pigs.
That is brilliant.
No.
Thank you so much. I wish we had a recording.
I'd do
you
it
might
again.
Be making it up.
Well, I did it. Why would I make that up?
I know.
Why would I make that up?
Yeah, I know. That is a bit weird.
I went to St Paul's Cathedral. I actually did. That's my hilarious rock and roll life.
Thanks, Sam Frank. Thanks very much. Yeah, keeping the dream alive.
You proud?
Yeah, I'm very proud.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, there's been another spot of Go On Pigs. Obviously, Greg did it in St Paul's Cathedral. Thanks very much to him for that. You got the original, of course, from the Archers.
Go on, pigs.
And then they did a follow-up a couple of weeks later, Go On Cows.
Go on now. Off you go.
Can I give you a hand?
What?
Go on then. In you go.
Right, that's it. Move along.
Right.
Yep. And then Bianca off EastEnders tried to get in on the action but kind of failed.
Come on, kids!
Right, it's Go On Pigs.
Come on, kids!
And then a lot of people have spotted this off Country File the other day. I'm surprised that a lot of you watch Country File, but it is a good show, isn't it? Farmer Adam did this.
Come on, pigs.
Yes! See? It's short, but it's there.
Hi,
the Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Becky. I'm a little bit worried about you at the moment.
Why?
Well, I've just been told what happened in the restaurant.
Oh, in the Chinese
when
last
you
night?
Needed to have a lie down.
Yeah.
What happened?
I blacked out in the Chinese. My boyfriend was very embarrassed.
Oh, what, did he ever go at you?
Well, no, he was like, get up, get up, get up.
Like, hello, I've fainted.
I said to him this morning, I was like, do you think that I'd just lie down in a random Chinese restaurant if I, like, if I could get up?
So, you started to feel a little bit faint.
Mm.
So, you, I'm just imagining, you're there, you've ordered your food, are you eating it?
Oh, I've eaten it.
Oh, you've eaten
That's what everyone was saying, are you on some weird diet? I was like, I've just eaten sweet and sour balls, or whatever they're called.
You went for the balls, did you?
Yeah.
Not Hong Kong style.
Oh, I don't know.
That always confuses me.
It was in batter anyway, Lush.
Yeah. I think Hong Kong is without without the batter. See, if anyone knows that, could you let me know? Because it always foxes me every time.
Hmm.
Anyway, aside from that, so you decide to have a little lie down in the middle of the Chinese.
No, I didn't. They just brought the chocolates, and all of a sudden I was like, whew, I
don't
feel
good.
Do you think
this is related to your hand injury?
No. I think I've just eaten too much egg fried rice.
Do you think it? What? Do you just think it's an MSG overdose?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But hopefully it won't happen again.
Right. Has anyone else fainted after? You must have eaten a lot of Chinese. And that's why I love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know someone called Joseph? Oh, no, you don't. He's on Twitter. He used to work at a Chinese restaurant in America for 2 years. And during that time saw at least five people pass out. What did you have?
I had... I can't say it. It's too embarrassing. Well, it's not rude, it's just a lot. I had crispy duck pancakes, and then I had spring rolls, crispy seaweed.
Go on, pigs!
The Hong Kong style chicken, and then some crispy beef, and egg fried rice.
Right, loads of people are saying that when you have the duck, then you can sometimes pass out. I never knew that.
How weird.
That is really weird.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, this is brilliant. We have found what the answer is to this and why Becky passed out after eating a lot of Chinese food last night. Thinking about it as well, I just thought, I went to a birthday party a couple of years ago at a Chinese and I did start to feel a little bit hot and just felt I had to go outside. And what is it?
I didn't make it that far. Well, David's been on and he said, you've got Chinese restaurant syndrome.
That is an actual syndrome. Don't question it.
And I looked it up and it's true.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's excess amounts of that flavouring that they put in.
Which is what you had.
Yeah.
You had a lot of it.
It looked natural.
So there we are. I can't come into work today. I have Chinese restaurant syndrome.
Also known as hot dog headache, apparently.
Yeah.
Do you think that'll get me off the next
Fact.
Few days?
Yeah. What, 1 minute
you've
got...
Can you imagine ringing your boss going, I can't come in today, I've got a hot dog headache.
I had the balls. I had Hong Kong style. Why is it a hot dog headache? When's the last time you had a hot dog at a Chinese?
I don't know.
Okay, good. Anyway, that is a thing. Don't question it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you hear Ed Sheeran call me yesterday, Chris?
I didn't hear this, no.
Well, it wasn't him. Basically, what they did, these two, one that doesn't speak and Becky...
The wacky pranksters that we are.
They got clips of my show from Friday, last Friday, and played them down the phone to me. They called me up. So I was, like, talking to myself, which I still feel a bit stupid about, to be honest. Because I did actually talk to myself for quite a long time.
So you fell for it?
Yeah, do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Hello.
This is Ed Sheeran.
Is it? Hi, Ed.
Braveheart.
How are you?
Drunk.
You're drunk again?
Having a couple of cans. What are you doing?
I've just ordered a sandwich.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is it just egg yolks?
It's chicken.
Do you regret it at all?
Do I regret the sandwich?
That's you!
Bless you.
What are you doing today?
Got my show to do.
Did you make any money?
Sorry?
Love me! That's you!
Bless you.
You... Sweaty cheese face.
What?
Sweaty cheese face.
Is this... Who is this?
What do you think? You threw pants at me.
I don't honestly know what you're talking about.
I think that's rude. Ollie Murs.
It's not Ollie Murs.
Is the right answer.
Is this me?
Kiss Me. It's quite dirty, I like it.
This is okay? My voice.
I know.
This is
Scott Mills.
Yeah.
Sweaty cheese face.
Right, I might go now.
Right, you got a sandwich out of it and you had a lovely day.
This is really weird.
That's you!
That's you.
Well, it's good to speak to you, Scott.
I can't believe it took me so long to... I can't believe it took me so long to work out.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Weird.
That's really confusing.
Really, really confusing. Well, confusing for you.
Like, even just listening to it.
I know. Love you, bye. Love you, bye. Thanks for that again. Much obliged.
The Scott Mills Daily.
24 years at the Tap End, coming up at 5:15 tonight. Some people are now basing their lives around Tap End, and some people say it's the highlight of their actual week. How many listeners have we got? 6 million or something?
Billion, wasn't it?
No, I think it's million. Let's not big ourselves up. Imagine if every single one of them bought the book. It would be like one of the biggest sellers ever. Wouldn't it?
Could be the new Harry Potter.
Yeah. He's huge.
I'm really keen on this.
You're like the new Bridget Jones.
Same. Why has Chris got...
I've got something to show you.
Yeah, but why have you got a copy of the Radio Times?
He always buys it every week. He doesn't.
Does
I don't.
He?
The Radio Times have had to say sorry about something. They've had to do an apology.
Right.
Chris, you don't always buy the Radio Times. You did just rush out to buy a copy just now because of this, didn't you?
As soon as I heard about this, I rushed out.
Yeah. So, have a look at that picture. What page?
It's page 67 of the Radio Times that's out right now.
Have a look at that picture, Becky, and see if you can right. see anything wrong with that photo of the lads there in Afghanistan.
Monday's listings? No, it's just a group of lads with their tops off.
Yeah. Soldiers.
Yeah. Look. Royal Marines.
Look closely.
Well, they're just sort of all posing, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
Look in the kind of towards the middle. Yeah.
Oh my God!
I know. So they.
No wonder he's grinning.
This is Chris's actual favourite, isn't it?
What a legend!
He's been giggling like.
That's the promotional picture that Channel 5 have sent out.
That's right. For the last hour, Chris has been like that.
The thing is, the Radio Times have published it. Why didn't Channel 5 notice?
I don't know, but there is... One of the Marines has got his winkle out. And
he is, for reference, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 in from the right.
I reckon... They might have done it on purpose, because this is now going to be a best-selling copy of the Radio Times. Like, now yeah, we've mentioned it, everyone's going to rush out and buy it.
What can they do? They can't go round all the newsagents and take them back.
No, but they just had to... They've just issued an apology saying that the picture has appeared, saying they thought it was a finger or something. But
he's got his hands on his hip!
Oh, yeah.
Look how proud he looks.
What's he got? A fourth hand?
Look how he smiles.
I know.
He loves it.
He's so proud. Page 67. This is a bit like a few years ago. I remember we mentioned it at the time when IKEA had a similar problem with their catalogue. Do you know this?
No.
Yeah, it was a catalogue that was out, and there was a dog kind of next to a person relaxing on one of the IKEA sofas.
Right.
And the dog. That have you seen the picture now? You got that? That was in the catalogue for about 2 years.
I can't.
It's amazing.
I can't get it. Hang on.
Well, IKEA, there's debate about whether that is a thing.
It's a thing.
Because.
What am I meant to be looking at? I never have a dog.
How can you miss that?
You can't miss it. That's not a finger.
So, oh my God, that's not his paw.
I don't think so, no. Well, at the time, IKEA said it was his leg. But
that's not his leg.
I don't know. It's in the leg area, but who can say?
Doesn't look like my leg.
Or mine.
Yeah. If you look up IKEA dog, you'll see what I mean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right, I've got something new to play you now.
This... Oh, my God, that is totally... Oh, there's no debate about that. I've just zoomed right in.
Uh-huh. Is this your big thing?
It's not. That's coming up after five.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, it's tap end time. What are we doing today, Chris?
What I thought I'd do is I'll take us to the 11th year.
Okay, then, so let's go back to the 11th year of your actual life. Everybody, relax and enjoy Tuesday's 24 years at the tap end.
Ready?
Ready.
Looking back at my time at the tap end, as a youngster, I often bowed down to authority and had a good general sense of morals. I think a large amount of this came from being a Cub Scout, but also at school I generally did what I was told. I was a member of my primary school choir, which, if I remember correctly, involved 1 hour after school training and a lunchtime training session.
Training?
I don't know what the word for it, for practice?
Yeah.
Practice.
Choir rehearsal. Sorry, I wrote that wrong.
That's right. Are you going to change that in the book or just leave it as is?
Just do a footnote.
Footnote.
A little asterisk.
Yeah.
We must have been good, as one day we were invited to the Barbican with a load of other schools to perform in a concert. The only condition was that I had to do so dressed as an elf, with a costume made from bin bags. I never questioned it at the time, but looking back, I wonder why I did it. It was a pretty average primary school that I went to, Cannon Lane in Pinner, but some of my happiest memories looking back come from that place. Every day, we would have school assembly, where the whole upper school would sit cross-legged on the hall floor as teachers took it in turns to tell us stories. It was also an opportunity for everyone to exchange information, such as sports results and local news.
Was there always a girl plaiting another girl's hair?
True.
Always?
Always, yeah.
Every assembly?
And it was quite uncomfortable thinking about it, because we're just on the hall floor, you know? Yeah. In my position of vice-captain of the Year 6 football team, I often had to give reports on the latest results and team performances. It wasn't a role I had asked for, but a role I was chosen to do, and I was often criticised for my team reports. One time, me and Bobby had forgotten to write the football report. The girls on before smashed it with their netball one, and as we were called up, me and Bobby decided to blag it. Pretending to read from a blank piece of paper, it fooled no one, and me and Bobby were sentenced to 3 lunchtime detentions, which was harsh in my opinion.
Sentenced?
Yeah.
Like prison?
Yeah. Well, for a person that age, that, you know, was the equivalent.
I didn't think you got detention at primary school.
Yeah, well, you missed your lunchtime. It wasn't in my upper school.
You weren't allowed to go out to play? Yeah, yeah.
Play football, yeah. Yeah, it was more like a ban. We would also have to sing hymns. At the end of every assembly, the projector screen would come down with the words, and Mrs. Hall would play the piano as we sung a variety of tunes. Generally, they were hymns, songs like Give Me Joy in My Heart.
That's a good one.
We used to do that.
That's
on
a good one.
Think of a World Without Any Flowers.
What is that?
We had that.
And the banger, Kumbaya.
Yes.
Can't go wrong with that, it's a classic.
Everyone's done Kumbaya.
Everyone.
My favourite one, however, was a tune called The Circle Game. This was my favourite one, as the chorus goes, and the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. Always at this point in assemblies, we would all jump up and then quickly sit back down.
Did your school make this song up? Because I've never heard of it in my life.
No, I haven't.
It's an actual tune, yeah. It talks about the ponies, but when they say they go up and down, all the boys used to, so we'd wait for it, sort of crouch, and then when they said up, we'd jump up. And then jump back down. The teachers, it was like whack-a-mole. The teachers didn't like it. They would try and sort of...
They tried to stop it.
Yeah. The teachers didn't like this, but it was a laugh. We also had to sing a couple of songs that, when I look back, weren't hymns. I remember one called Top of the World, which I've just Googled now, and turns out it was a song by a group called The Carpenters. If you are using the soundtrack with this autobiography, press play now.
All right, I'll press play. I'm on the top of the world looking tune. Down on creation, and the only
explanation I can find. You see, this was a good one because it meant that one teacher could play the guitar.
Yeah. Since you've
been around. We used to have a man come in called Mr. Strange, and he used to play this one.
It's not a hymn, though, is it?
No, but they just like to show off on the guitar.
He was actually called Mr. Strange. He's famous in, like, the Southwest.
Is he?
Yeah. It wasn't a name that we gave him. That's what he was called. And he used to come in, sing songs about God with his guitar.
Another one...
I'm going to see if he's got a website.
OK.
Another one was a tune by Carole King called You've Got a Friend. Press play now. You just call out my name and you know wherever I am. Again, not a hymn.
No. But a song with a nice sentiment.
We used to sing this as a hymn, but looking back now, it was probably just Mrs. Hall's favourite tunes that we were performing. Which is, I don't think teachers should be allowed that. I mean, nowadays, if you were a teacher, like, what could I get the kids to sing?
You just have them all doing Pitbull.
Yeah, or Tiny Temper.
No, you'd be, I tell you what you'd be getting them to do, N-dubs.
Yeah, you definitely. Would. You need one with, like, a loose, like, moral, something yeah. positive. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I still think Pitbull. I don't play football, but I've touched down everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. I don't play baseball, but I've hit a home run everywhere, everywhere. I've been to countries and cities I can't pronounce, and the places on the globe I ain't know existed. In Romania, she pulled me to the side and told me, Pit, you can have me and my sister. What, it teaches you about the world?
Yeah.
It's... And about relationships.
True.
Not that he's ever had one.
I remember one exciting assembly in year six. Two ladies from the BBC came in to tell us that my school was going to be on a CBBC show called To Me To You, which was a game show presented by the Chuckle Brothers, where two schools compete to win a stack of prizes, generally board games, through a load of challenges and competitions on the set of a desert island. I found a few clips of this show on the internet.
How did they do that?
Oh, they won a coconut.
Ooh.
And what do coconuts make?
Coconuts make prizes.
So let's see a coconut for the monkey! Yeah!
Dear, oh dear, oh dear.
I don't remember the catchphrase being coconuts get prizes.
Yeah, coconuts make prizes.
The team that gets the most coconuts at the end of the game wins a special celebrity prize.
They certainly do, but it's not all over yet. We've got plenty of time to get some coconuts,
right?
So you had to collect coconuts, was the basic premise of it. It was a lucky dip as to who would go to represent the school in the crowd, but I was one of the lucky ones. Unfortunately, I wasn't even allowed to apply to be one of the contestants after a disastrous and controversial experience earlier in the year when I was a contestant on a show called Get Your Own Back.
Oh, are we going to go through this again?
No, I thought I'd just skim through it. Mm. I know we've all heard that I was wronged.
Mm-hmm.
All the same, we were bussed to the BBC in London, 30 of us against 30 others from another school. It all got a bit rowdy. It was a tense game. The main aim was to collect coconuts, as coconuts make prizes.
If I help you answer this correctly, you win a coconut. Here's your question. Which is the odd one out? Walking, swimming, or running?
What is the odd one out?
I would say...
Swimming,
I would
right?
say swimming.
Or you could say walking. Because when you're running or swimming, you use, like, your arms as well. Whereas when you're walking, you should just have them by your side.
Well, that's a very complicated question. How are you supposed to answer that at that age? Here's the answer.
Swimming.
Yeah, she's right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the other two, you're on your feet, aren't you?
Of course you
and
are,
you're floating,
yes.
Huh? And the prize you won for the chuckle truck is... It's a telescope.
Oh, nice.
And not only that, of course, we won a coconut.
Yeah. Wow, she walks away with a telescope and a coconut.
Yeah. Big news.
Swimming was the correct answer. We were right, Chris.
Also, in the crowd, my job in all this, I was in the crowd. I was told to go, yeah, you know, every time something happened.
Yeah!
So it doesn't matter if we were winning, losing. We had to cheer every time on demand. And there was like a lady on the side, and she just, whenever she did this hand movement, I had to cheer. That was my job.
That's a bit like the sign for...
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what you're doing now, was she actually doing
it was like,
that?
Every time she went, you had to cheer.
I like her style. She's my new favourite.
The Chuckle Brothers were quality, bashing out all the catchphrases. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, and to me, to you, were said every 20 seconds or so. The prizes were a bit lame, but at the time seemed pretty cool. Things like telescopes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's proper 90s.
It is.
You don't really get prizes on game shows now, do you?
You still do astronomy. What about, like, Stargazing Live and stuff last week?
Do you have a telescope?
You have one, don't you, Scott?
Might do.
Do you...
What did you use yours for? Didn't you used to use it for spying on your neighbours or something?
No, that's wrong.
I'm sure you... No, but you talked about it on the show before, about how you got it, just so that you could see what they were up to.
It just happened to be pointing in the direction of their house, that's all.
Is that what you told the police?
That's what I told the nation, Chris.
It was a quality day, and I'm pleased to say we right the wrongs of the disappointing experience of Get Your Own Back, with my school smashing the other school in a game of To Me To You. It was a great day. I swear kids' TV has gone downhill from those days. Shows like Funhouse, Finders Keepers, How To, Get Your Own Back, 50-50, and To Me To You were all quality. If I was Prime Minister, I would bring back Otis the Aardvark. And even though at the time I used to think assemblies were a bit long, I miss those as well. I'm proud to be a child of the 90s.
I'd quite like to have an assembly. Would you like to?
Yeah.
Because I've not had one for years, and yet you say that you miss them. Yeah. Quite cool. We could all just sit on the floor. I could plait your hair, Becky. I'd quite like to have a harvest festival.
Yes.
We do. Shall I bring in some cans from the back of the cupboard that are almost out of date?
If you could, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll send them somewhere. Where do they go?
Old people and stuff.
Do they?
No, they don't. They go to Africa.
That's what I was told, Africa.
Oh, that's weird, because in Somerset, we just gave ours to the old people.
I did used to think, do they really...
Because then the old people used to come in and say thank you, and then we used to make cakes and stuff. Did you never get Africans coming back to say thanks?
No, yeah, thanks for the butter beans.
Probably because they were all so annoyed they didn't have a tin opener.
They got a lot of cans of cheesy beans one year.
That's another story, isn't it?
Yeah.
More Tap End on Thursday.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's do some innuendo bingo. Are we all ready?
Ready.
Hang on, I can't find my music. I got it. Okay, we're on. Let's go.
Two people, two cups of water, one bin. This is Innuendo Bingo, the jewel.
Has anyone got any mints? Because I just realised that I finished off my lunch and I had some spring onions in.
I've got a mint, but that means you're just going to spit that out.
Well, no, I can just suck it for a bit and then...
Well, caught. Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
I didn't want Chris to get...
Time for...
my oniony water breath.
Innuendo bingo? Have they thought about doing this at the Olympics? Because they should, I think.
What's the latest you can actually submit something?
Probably the time has been and gone, right?
No, I think it's June.
Oh, is it?
June the 30th?
Okay. Well, I think we should.
I'll put in the application.
If you could, yeah. Okay, so we have got some clips here that a lot of you have spotted this week. Thank you very much. They're really coming in a lot at the moment, so just keep sending me the emails when you hear something on the radio or see something on TV that might be a little bit saucy. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Just mark it with innuendo bingo, and that's half my job done.
Okay, freshened up and good to go.
Excellent, good.
Sorry, I spat the half-eaten mint.
Got some nice cold water there?
Oh, yes.
A lot of people playing along as well, I noticed from Twitter. And on the text, the bin is ready to go, so let's do this. You all right there, Chris?
Yeah.
No protection for anyone today, everyone's...
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot.
I can cover you with a napkin, I've got that.
No, I don't... She always wears...
Don't lean there!
She always wears an outfit, let's just do it al fresco. That's not work, right, is it?
No. Al fresco?
Let's do it with...
That's outside.
Let's just do it with our normal clothes on.
Okay.
Ready? Mm. Water, please, in your mouth. The idea is, when they hear the clip, to try and keep the water in and not spit it out. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Don't do it too early. This came as a bit of a shock to the contestants on Coach Trip.
And they're already about to make fools of themselves as Brendan takes them up the funicular.
Oh, that was a little dribble one.
Strong start.
That was a good one. Comedy Dave there on the voiceover.
And they're already about to make fools of themselves as Brendan takes them up the funicular.
You don't want that, do you? Okay, more water, please. Both spat there, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone see One Born Every Minute on Channel 4? Adam in Nottingham did, so did Ed in Bristol and Carl. They were all a bit surprised by one of the midwives. You don't really expect this in a hospital common room, do you?
I'm going to start my room. Is anybody making a cup of tea and I'll get my buns out?
Chris held well there. Chris held well. Becky, straight out.
I'm going to sort my room. Is anybody making a cup of tea and I'll get my buns out?
You're good.
I've just realised Chris is again. He seems to wear these only on a Tuesday. His holy jeans in the crotchal area.
I wear them for you.
No. Okay. More water, please. Thank you to Amy and Leicestershire and Frank and Kettering for this one. It's Janice Long from Late Night Radio 2. They were both listening, Amy and Frank, and heard this shocker.
I can see the point, but also at the same time, I don't want to suddenly, in the middle of the river or the ocean, have this huge erection sort of jutting out. I mean, great for the wildlife, but it's such a nice thing to look at.
Becky's fine. Chris spat. That was well held there, Becky, once again. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Chris is losing it again.
I'm all right.
Let's not have a repeat of last week.
Oh, God, it all went wrong.
It really did. When you weren't here, Becky, it went wrong. OK, more water, please. Henry spotted this next one on a show called Cornwall with Caroline Quentin. There's a lovely couple on there who revealed this.
And we used to pass this house every time we came down to Chapel Porth, which became our favourite beach, carrying surfboards and all that stuff down the valley, and we thought, what a wonderful place. That was us doing it in 1956. When I first came, it was absolutely wild.
Late reaction there from Chris. Becky was straight out as soon as she heard it.
That was us doing it in 1956. When I first came, it was absolutely wild.
That's so wrong.
She's just so proud.
I know.
Was she pointing at a picture?
I think so. Okay, last one. Big gulp of water for this one, please.
Here we go.
Ross Coleman spotted this one. Thank you, Ross. You know Jeremy Vine on Radio 2? He has some quite radical ideas. Did you know that? He was talking about one of his radical ideas today. I'm not sure if this will get through Parliament. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Genuinely unaware as drug mules, they should tell the police who gave them the drugs in the first place. Maybe that should be a condition of them getting a lighter sentence. They have to finger the person responsible. As it were, Warren Zevon.
Oh, I enjoyed that today. We all did very well. Oh, we're not too wet either. Not too bad. Let me know if you played along at home. That was Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1. Keep sending them in. Anything you see or hear on TV or radio, send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thanks, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Get in behind.
What?
I was just trying to kind of throw my little two cents into the get in pigs thing.
Go on, pigs.
That's the one. But you see, in New Zealand, we say, get in behind.
Get in behind.
That's what you say to the dog. So the dog goes in, like, behind around the sheep, I think, and, like, herds the sheep.
Enough already.
Okay.
Get in behind. That's what you say.
Well, I'll try and find a clip of that from Australia.
Excuse me? What?
The New Zealand television.
It sneeze on you, what?
I'm so sorry about that. I know that's the worst thing I could possibly say.
Scott?
Yeah.
Get in behind. Get out, Mills.
Okay, bye.
Everybody else, come on in.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio